rules will come to order. We have an attendant, Senator Taylor, Senator Sharp, Senator Pierce, Senator Duncan, and myself, Senator Miller. It is roughly 11:45 on Tuesday, February 7th. We have the items on agenda. First is HGR 4, adoption and amendment of the uniform rules. Is there any discussion? It should be the top one.
HCR 4, I'm sorry.
HCR
4.
What does this do?
It would be adopting 89 manual basis. Is there any discussions?
Do we have 89 manual available?
Yes.
We do?
Okay. Is there a motion? Senator Pierce?
Or Mr. Chairman, I'll move
Senator Sharp.
HJR 4 for calendar.
Is there any objections? It's HCR 4 for calendaring. Hearing no objections, HCR 4 has been moved. Next item is SCR, Poet Laureate. Is there any discussions? Seeing no discussions, is there a motion? Senator Pierce.
I would move concurrent resolution number 4 for calendaring with individual, ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, it has been moved. The next bill is Senate Bill 55, repealing the sunset of enhanced 911 emergency reporting services. Is there discussion? Senator Pierce?
I would move Senate Bill 55 for calendaring. Ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, it has been moved. And the last item we have is Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution number 13, Oil and Gas. To pass legislation to open the coastal plain. And we do have a proposed amendment before us by Senator Lincoln, although Senator Lincoln is not a member of the committee, so it will have to be moved by a member of this committee. Senator Duncan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will move amendment number 1.
And I will object for discussion. I have not seen this.
Is Senator Zaroff here? Are you here to explain this?
Mr. Chairman,
I was told her that this amendment was offered in the Resources Committee, and I don't believe that either Senator Lincoln nor Senator Hoffman were present. And it appears to me there that the concern is that the caribou within ANWR is a subsistence herd, and what she wanted to do was to protect the herd as you will. I don't have any of the backup material other than maybe she is using this as a way to at least draw attention to the subsistence use in there, and I don't know that she's saying that this should be something that should impede the development of ANWR, but just to say that we've got people living in the area that do have part of their subsistence lifestyle dependent upon at least this herd that's there, and so she would like to have that your attention there.
Senator Salo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sponsoring the similar House version of the ANWR resolution, in which I do have, I think, probably the exact wording that's included in here. I think in addition to just the subsistence issue of the dependence on the porcupine herd, that there's also an issue of how much the ANWR development is either supported or fought by the people who live there. And this language, although it doesn't really change the resolution a whole lot, probably assures that the people in that area are supportive of the development rather than in opposition. So I would certainly support the amendment.
It is my understanding that this was the same amendment that was offered in Resources and failed in Resources.
Okay.
I will maintain my objection, and if it should fail here, of course, Senator Lincoln will have the option to offer it on the floor should this amendment or this resolution make it to the floor, which I anticipate it will.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chairman, the reason I brought it up here was I hope that the Rules Committee would take a look at it and if there was a possibility, adopt it. If not, because I think Senator Lincoln is going to be gone all of this week for personal reasons there as well as state reasons.
Could you go ahead and call roll, please?
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Sharp?
No.
Senator
Salem?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
No. The amendment fails on a 2-3 vote. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, what is the will of the committee? Senator Pierce?
Remove CS for HJR 13 oil and gas for calendaring.
Is there objections?
Object.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, could we have a... Was there a discussion? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator.
Well, Mr. Chairman, again, just on timing here, if we agree that it's fair that Senator Lincoln having the opportunity to make this amendment on the floor, I'd like it to be on the floor at a time that she's here.
Let me have it. Let me...
Is there a timing?
Paul, when will she be back? She'll be back Monday.
We'll take a brief at ease. Record. Thank you, Senator Taylor, for your comments, and we, the chair and the presiding officer, will try to accommodate your wishes to have Senator Lincoln here. So, for, when it comes on the floor, is there any further objections? With no further objections, HGR 13 has moved from committee, and I guess that's our final order of business. We are adjourned.